March 4, 1895. Extract from a testimony. Ellen G. White. In these times of special interest, the guardians of the flock of God should teach the people that the spiritual powers are in controversy. It is not human beings that are creating such intensity of feeling as now exists in the religious world. A power from Satan's spiritual synagogue is infusing the religious elements of the world, arousing men to decided action to press the advantages Satan has gained by leading the religious world in determined warfare against those who make the Word of God their guide and the sole foundation of doctrine. Satan's masterly efforts are now put forth to gather in every principle and every power that he can employ to controvert the binding claims of the law of Jehovah, especially the fourth commandment that defines who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The man of sin has thought to change times and laws, but has he done it? This is the great issue. Rome and all the churches that have drunk of her cup of iniquity in thinking to change times and laws have exalted themselves above God and torn down God's great memorial, the seventh-day Sabbath. The Sabbath was to stand, representing God's power in his creation of the world in 6 days and his resting upon the seventh day. Wherefore he blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made. The object of the masterly working of the great deceiver has been to supersede God. In his efforts to change times and laws, he has been working to maintain a power in opposition to God and above him. Here is the great issue. Here are the two great powers confronting each other, the Prince of God, Jesus Christ, and the Prince of Darkness, Satan. Here comes the open conflict. There are but two classes in the world, and every human being will range under one of these two banners, the banner of the Prince of Darkness, or the banner of Jesus Christ. God will inspire his loyal and true children with his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the representative of God and will be the mighty working agent in our world to bind the loyal and true into bundles for the Lord's garner. Satan is also, with intense activity, gathering together in bundles his tares from among the wheat. The teaching of every true ambassador for Christ is a most solemn, serious matter now. We are engaged in a warfare which will never close until the final decision is made for all eternity. Let every disciple of Jesus be reminded that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, there are eternal interests involved in this conflict, and there must be no surface work, no cheap experience to meet this issue. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. The Lord would have every human intelligence in his service withhold all severe accusations and railings. We are instructed to walk with wisdom toward them that are without. Leave with God the work of condemning and judging. Christ invites us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Every one who heeds this invitation will yoke up with Christ. We are to manifest at all times and in all places the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Then the Lord will stand by his messengers and will make them his mouthpieces, and he who is a mouthpiece for God will never put into the lips of human beings words which the majesty of heaven would not utter when contending with the devil. Our only safety is in receiving divine inspiration from heaven. This alone can qualify men to be co-laborers with Christ.